Peter?
Well, I think it's still somewhat of an open question as to what the magnitude is of the impact of ER on chemosensitivity. Incidentally, it's almost certainly not ER, of course. It's going to be topoisomerase and other things that fly together in correlation with ER. Right now, the model actually does incorporate a modest adjustment that is based on the overview analysis, which shows that for simple regimens in postmenopausal women, that there's more proportional benefit in the ER-negative patients than the ER-positive patients. Interestingly enough, and one of the big, I think, disappointments of the last overview, which wasn't really an official overview in 2005, it was very incomplete, the data was not well integrated into the process. What PITO had concluded was that when one included the complex anthracycline regimens, there was no sign of any impact of ER. Now, that flies into the face of what we've just seen and a lot of other information. And I think that the overview, which is being redone this year, one of the things that almost everyone wrote in and demanded was a very careful analysis of this question, because this is the question of how much we should be adjusting things. And three CLGB trials that all fall the same way invite such an analysis. But whether or not it's really the case, I think really does require the inclusion of other trials in which this effect has not been seen. For instance, in the TACFAC trial, the better regimen, there was no difference. And in some other major trials that have been completed, there's been no difference on the basis of ER. I think it's real, but I'm unsure as to what the magnitude of the effect is.
Tom?
Well, we know from the Oncotype studies that there is a subset of patients who are ER positive who have a 75% risk reduction with chemotherapy, so that clearly ER is not the only determinant here. And we all know that patients who have ER-positive tumors are not all 100% ER-positive. There are ER-negative cells and clones that presumably benefit from chemotherapy. So I think we're going to have to work harder to identify who's going to benefit from the treatment. It's not just ER.